Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Anyone who is not a citizen of the United States gets charged $35 to enter the country. Like when they get off a plane, we charge them $35.
Correct. And then if they're here over 30 days, they pay $100 a month visiting tax. Let's just call it a visiting tax.
So there's just somebody sitting outside of a plane tarmac and they collect the 30. Where did you come up with the number $35?
Well, believe it or not, you know, a couple weeks ago, I went and visited Belize just to see kind of how their government works. And they do, when you get off the plane, you pay $37.50. They collect it right there before you go through the immigration. Most interesting part is if you're there more than 30 days, when you go to leave, if you haven't paid your $100 every 30 days, you don't leave. You go to jail.
It's not a bad idea, really, because, I mean, what do they charge to go to fucking Disney World? It's like $150 bucks to go to Disney World. Why wouldn't it be $35 bucks to come to the greatest country on earth?
You know, the best part about that is you have 42 million people here from other countries. Turn that into money and let's pay our health care.
Sure.
And let's reform Medicare to where it's the only insurance company we have, and then the CEOs of Aetna and other companies won't be making $66 million a year as a salary, and mean you can't get insurance.
I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my good friend via Skype, DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. Hello, Drunk.
Do you think Joe remembers us?
I would hope so, Drunk. I would hope so. Drunk, it's Cinco the Mayo. You sent us a picture of your spread earlier. But it looks very impressive. Any reason to party, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, Matt is here as well. Hello, Matt.
You know what I'm thinking? I've got a new idea to help kickstart the economy. What if, hear me out, guys, what if dogs paid taxes?
They do. You pay for it every year when you pay
taxes. No, I'm not saying taxes that we pay for the dog. The dogs start paying taxes. Think about it. Get back to me on that, okay?
And guys, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, the man of spice, Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone. Hello, Travis.
Hey, you know, say what you want about Joe, but I feel like that guy had a lot of good ideas.
He did, Travis. I don't disagree with you. I just wanted to make people aware of that. You know, you see all the glitz and the glamour and the attempted murders and stuff. Guy had good ideas, Travis.
Yeah, you get right down to it. He had a solid platform he was running on.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is...
remembers us?
Drunk, I would hope so. Drunk, I would hope so.
Did he ask that question again?
He did. He's on a loop.
I cut out.
Drunk, you said that you told your roommate that he's got to move out by January 1st, didn't you?
I did.
But you just said that there's three people in your house right now. Is one of them your roommate?
It is.
Oh, Drunk.
He's late by like 5 months.
Does he just not believe you, Drunk?
Yeah, Told him he could get another 2 months, and then COVID happened, and then here we are.
Matt, drunk sounds kind of weird, doesn't he?
He sounds a little off. Are you sick, buddy?
Drunk, what's going on over there?
He's full of Cinco de Mayo.
I am full of Cinco de Mayo food. I may fall into a taco coma here soon.
Is this just taco, or is there some sort of, Corona / tequila?
Corona, Patron?
No tequila yet. I decided to wait till after the show. I am professional.
Oh, that was a mistake. That would have been fun.
Drunk, that Papa John's...
That's missed yet.
That Papa John's pizza, I think it's probably the closest one to you and I both. It's like another world over there, Drunk. We went over to Papa John's Pizza the other day, and like they don't have shit on the floor to like mark off 6 feet, and nobody's wearing masks, and nobody gives a fuck. They're all in there bumping into each other and sweating.
Oh, that's awful.
It's like another
the same
world.
Across the street is like Thunderdome too.
They don't give a fuck. It's like it's crazy. I walked in there, and I was like, wait, where's your weird stickers on the floor? There's nothing in here. There's nothing. They don't have a sign on the door that tells you
Did you still proceed to order your pizza?
Well, I mean, I had already called it in a carryout, Travis. I just went in there and picked it up. Sure. But I mean, like, they didn't have glass up. Like, I was staring face to face to the lady at the counter. It was like another world. It was crazy.
Like back in the olden days.
Yeah. Not one driver was coming in with masks or gloves on. It was like I went into a goddamn time warp is what I did.
It is strange when you go somewhere and like you don't see the staff wearing the masks it's just a little bizarre, like a lot of people not wearing masks. I appreciate it when I go to the grocery store and like, okay, good, everybody's got the mask on, everybody adheres. But like the grocery store in town, it's hit or miss. Like some days it's perfect. Everybody's masked. Everybody's, staying 6 feet apart. There's a lot of excuse me's. Everybody's going down the aisle in the right direction. And then other days, it's fucking pandemonium. And there's like, no masks, coughing and, bumping into each other. And it gets a little crazy.
Yeah, I feel like none of the grocery stores by me have the go the one direction.
Well, that's big here.
Yeah, I've seen that in the aisles. They have arrows like if you're parking, but it's going down the aisles. But then you remember something that you missed down the aisle a little bit.
And it's
everybody
the worst.
Gives you a stink eye if you go back to get it.
It is the worst. Yeah, you're like halfway down the aisle like, oh, shit, I forgot to go get the tortillas. And then you're like, well, there's nobody else down this aisle. Like,
yeah, but then somebody turns in the aisle as soon as you start walking that way, Matt.
And then you look at them and they look at you, and we all know what happened here.
Drunk, speaking of pandemonium, there's a new Netflix show that I caught wind of that I was pretty excited about. And now this is great, and I'm going to watch it. I know it's trash, and I shouldn't even tell people it exists because I'm promoting something that I can admit is bad. It's bad. But Netflix is getting into like trashy reality shows now. I don't know if
they
you guys
really
have noticed.
Are. I've watched a couple of their trashy reality shows.
I can't get into them.
Well, no, see, what happens is they know that they're cheap, and then they could throw them up, and they might get some heat off of them.
And these are old shows, Mike. Like the one where they were in the cube, and I don't know if you watched that one. I forget what it was called. But it was like where everybody's in the cubes and then they have to get married right away. Like Love is Blind or something like that. That was like 2 years ago. They filmed that 2 years ago.
Now, Matt, this new one, I don't know if you saw it. So there's a $100,000 prize. They send 15 people to an island and they're all like really attractive
too
people.
Too hot to handle.
Oh, is that what it's called?
That's what it's too called.
They're all super hot. People.
I tried.
I wrote down a lot of information about it, Matt, but none of the information I wrote down was the name of the show. But the premise of the show is great. So there's 15 people on an island. They're all really hot, but the stipulation is They can't fuck each other. That's the whole premise of the show is like, okay, we're going to give you guys $100,000, which split 15 ways is $6,666. So we're really,
it's not a lot of money.
It's
I think they can't. I think they can't even like they can't even heavy pet. Like there's like certain dollars amount that
they weren't even allowed, Travis. They're not even allowed to self pleasure themselves.
Right,
there's kissing,
but they
no
can do
touching.
If they're in like the circle, right? Like when they get together in the circle that the show says, "Hey, everybody get together now." Then they can make out and shit. But on their own.
So what if they all watch? Then they can make out.
No. Here's I watched this. I watched all. I think it was like 8 episodes.
Matt, you watched this show?
Oh, yeah. And what happened is, as people started to develop relationships, like, oh, these two paired up and these two paired up, at some point, everybody was given a watch. And if they had a genuine moment, like the producers were like, okay, this is a genuine moment, their watches would light up green, and then they could actually kiss each other. Now, another thing that they would do,
bullshit,
just to, like, throw, like, a wrench in this, is they would give these couples... like, oh, hey, you guys get to spend a night in this love suite. And it was like this, romantic room with like a really nice bed and a ton of alcohol. And like it had a bunch of toys and it had like a hot tub, had all this crazy shit inside of this suite to tempt them. And it was like, okay, you guys get to stay the night in here. You know, just don't kiss each other. Don't touch each other. Don't, you know, just you were basically going in here to go to bed. And
so they're doing the exact same thing that every reality show in the history of reality shows has done, where they try to liquor all of these young hot people up 100%. To try to get them to like get all over each other. But this show penalizes any physical contact. Like what is it? Like a kiss is like knock off a grand.
You lose $3,000 if you kiss and $10,000 if you bone. So really, I mean, if you're gonna lose the three, you might as well go for the 10. But really, it's only $666 to you personally. I mean, like, what do you care about those other 14 people really?
Especially if you get to bone some super hot stranger.
Right.
Well, and a lot of that is kind of what takes place is like there's a weird dynamic between these two girls and they kind of get outcasted from the rest of the group. So they try to screw the rest of the group over.
Oh, so they just all start smooching on each other just to $3,000, $3,000, yeah. $3,000.
And one of my favorite things is so as this show progresses, right? Like there's the initial people that come on the island and then like 2 episodes in, they bring out like, hey, here there's 2 new people. And you're like, what? And then then a boat shows up all of a sudden and there's 3 new people. So like they introduce people every so often.
You think they throw in some ringers?
Yeah. And it's like you get the first wave and you're like, oh, okay, all of these people are attractive. Like the guys are ripped, the girls all are, you know, like they got the big fake boobs, they got everything going. And then there's this one girl that shows up who is, I don't know, like a 38-year-old mother of 6. And I don't even know where she came from. I don't even know how this girl got picked. Like, she's got this.
Well, the boat was probably driving past MILF Island and decided to pick her up.
It was the most bizarre thing because, like, even this one guy, you could kind of get his sex appeal. Like, he wasn't physically built. But, like, you know, he's got a yacht and he's always on a boat and he's doing all this. He's partying and he talks a smooth game. But then this girl shows up and she's just – I don't even like looking at her. Like, why did you do this? Nobody's even interested in her. Nobody tried to bang her.
And she wasn't overtly sexual? She wouldn't just, like, go up to the guys and say, hey, I'll blow you?
I think she was, but I think it was so depressing that they just didn't air most of it.
Oh, like, I got to get it on this show.
I know. It sounds terrible. It sounds like a big waste of time.
Watch, Travis.
What's the other one? What's the one where they all live in an apartment building and they are talking?
The circle.
They can only talk to each other on the phone, but then they're supposed to fall in love over the phone or some shit.
Oh, no. Okay, so...
Love is Blind.
The Love is Blind. And the Love is Blind is, yeah, they're like live in these pods and they date each other without seeing each other. And then all of them end up proposing
Another fucking retarded show.
Netflix has got it on lock with the new trashy TV. I don't care if it was filmed 3 years ago. I mean, these are all high concept ideas for great trashy reality shows.
Yeah, they're unique ideas compared to what you get with the other stuff. And I normally don't like to buy into it, it is kind of entertaining, and you can tell like what the producers have done to set everything up to be like, all right, here, we want you to ask this, or God, it's crazy. Like, can you believe that he said that to you? And here, have another glass of champagne. And just, you almost could see those cues.
If you've grown up with it, like, you know, I'm old enough to remember the first generation of like the Real World. And, you know, when it was first on, it was just like normal people being
right
on this show that they edited together. But as it went on and as reality TV started to become a thing, they were casting people based on what they thought they
could edit
together. And they, all these people know exactly what the show wants and they're giving it to them like all day.
Yeah. And, it's almost like, you know, I think the Jersey Shore really launched the reality show star, like,
right. Because the words they kept right bringing out of my mouth back. Of
but like if when you watch this show where they're on the No Fuck Island, the one of the guys
that would be a better title than Too Hot to Handle.
No Fuck Island is a considerably better title, Trevor. Wouldn't it be great if like a season of the 15 people just showed up and they were like, okay, and they just sat around and played board games for a couple weeks and they're like, we won't fuck each other, no problem.
Yeah, we're fine. We're just going to exercise and like they all just help each other like work out.
Yeah. I mean, spot me,
bro.
Yeah. But there's a guy on this on the No Fuck Island show, and he apparently was on another reality show in Australia and won that show.
Of course he was.
So it's like, you know, of course they just, you know, they cast these people. They figure out who's going to be the most dramatic, who's the hyper, you know, sexual.
But is there a way to be the winner? Or there is just everyone at the end wins whatever piece of the 100,000 is left.
I don't want to spoil you.
Don't spoil it, man. For sure. I got to watch really quick, Fuck Island.
Like, there are reality show agents. Like, people are real. They strictly, like, put people out for reality. It's not just send your tape in anymore. It's like, you have a reality show agent, book me on some fucking reality shows. It's crazy.
Travis, how can we get drunk on one of these shows?
Well, I think drunk would drunk could definitely be on the show. He just has to really amp up the drama. Like, you just got to play into all of it. Like, if you submit your tape to one of these places, you just got to be like, well, I really don't like it when people disagree with me. I get really angry when that happens.
You know, Matt, drunk could be like a secret weapon. Because
gay people make me very uncomfortable.
Like, people would underestimate drunk. Drunk's a fucking Eagle Scout. Like, we could send drunk in as like, you know, oh yeah, his name's drunk. You know, he's a goof. He's got a droopy dog eyes, and like he'll just start building fires and shit and freak everybody out.
Drunk, how long after the Eagle Scout award? At what point did it start going downhill?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, did you just start drinking immediately after that, or like?
During, so,
like, there was no higher place to go, so you just like doubled down all the things you missed out on.
I got my Eagle Scout 3 weeks before I turned 16.
Yeah,
and then
it's a pretty big honor.
I worked at the Boy Scout summer camp that summer when I was 16, and then the next summer when I was 17, I got fired from said summer camp
because you were banging the.
You ran this gamut that my boy did.
I quote unquote allegedly bought weed from a camper, which didn't happen. But I did smoke said weed that was bought from the camper. So,
you didn't buy the weed.
Right. You were totally innocent. You, from the purchase, the actual crime you were convicted of, you did not
commit. Yes. But
you knew all the details around it. Yeah.
So I was guilty by association. So.
And did they take away your Eagle Scout?
Nope. Matter of fact, I got something in the mail the other day about how the new guy in St. Louis wants to meet me and all the old Eagle Scouts.
I didn't know. It was like,
you can't get that. You don't get that Eagle Scout stripped. You become an Eagle Scout. You go through the ceremony. You're an Eagle Scout for life.
What if you kill, Travis?
Nope. Still an Eagle Scout.
Even if you kill?
Oh, yeah.
They can't take it away? What if you're determined to be a gay?
Once an eagle, always an eagle. That's what they say.
Huh. Yep. I think
they'd actually give you extra eagle stripes, Eagle Scout stripes, if you kill in like a very outdoorsy kind of way, you know?
Right.
Like
oh.
If you like chop them up in a certain pattern or something.
Like that new Rambo movie.
Set a trap out in the woods for
them. Exactly.
They're actually called palms. I got a couple palms.
There you go.
Palms?
Palms.
Palm.
Drunk, what do you think of that murder hornet?
Oh, shut up.
I guess this escaped me.
You missed murder hornets, Drunk? It was all the rage.
I did.
Just touchdown in California.
Yeah, we got murder hornets now. Matt, you know why they call them.
These, like, Japanese fucking hornets that are, like, 2 feet long?
Yeah, they're big old sons of bitches, and they call them murder hornets because, like, they find a group of bees, and they just start ripping bees' heads off.
Yeah, they kill honeybees.
I've seen those, but they're Japanese. They're in Japan. What do I care about?
They're here now, Drunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the murder hornets.
Somebody
well,
brought up
good because you know, no bees, no plants, no animals, no humans. So,
yep. So we got
bees.
We got to get more bees, or we got to get drone bees. Drunk, can we make fake bees?
I think we could make bees.
Oh, as long as they can pollinate, I guess.
Yeah, we probably already did.
We get Monsanto on that to make some fake bees.
That nanotechnology and whatnot.
Elon Musk's got fake bees.
Oh, man. He's definitely got them. I can't wait till they unleash them onto the general public, and then it turns into just the fucking, they like backfire, you know, and then they start killing everything else.
Oh, the fake bees? Wonderful.
Oh, the fake bees are totally gonna flip out, and they're gonna be worse than the murder hornets. I can't wait.
Well, the fake bees are gonna be what injects the serum into us that'll make us pass out so the robots can then
So how did the Japanese bees get how did the Japanese hornets get to
the
America?
Same cruise, the Princess cruise ship that brought COVID over here.
Well, Drunk, there are theories that the queen stowed away in a ship, and there's some people that think that somebody brought a stash over because like they make beverages out of them in Japan. There's several theories on how the murder hornets got here. I think
they just got over here for funsies.
They
and where are they at right now?
Check out Hollywood, baby.
They're in California, is what
California,
Travis said.
Huh?
Yeah, looking for the American dream.
But you know those fuckers, they just start fucking like crazy drunk, and before you know it, the murder hornets are going to be everywhere. I was reading about the murder hornets, and there's a guy on YouTube that apparently just goes around and finds different bugs and grabs them with a pair of tweezers and has them sting them.
Oh God. I can't believe that that's a thing on YouTube, but I have spent like hours watching his shit.
Matt, I pulled a clip. This guy, ranks the murder hornet, to all the other bugs, and
it blows the cow killer out of the water. No comparison. It definitely trumps the tarantula hawk. When we're talking bullet ant, I would definitely say that at this point it is on par. And in just 1 month, the episode you have all been waiting for, the sting of the executioner wasp, will determine who the true king of sting really is.
What the fuck?
Goes around and he just has things sting him. He's like a outdoorsman. Drunk. He's probably an Eagle Scout.
He's
the Bear Grylls of stinging animals.
Yeah, he just goes and finds things and has them sting him. I mean, this was 2 years old, so he knew about this a while ago. I guess he went to Japan. He was like, hey, murder hornet.
Well, those hornets are pretty famous. I mean, you know, people have talked about them. And
Has he uploaded a new video in the last 2 years, or is he now dead because of all the fucking poison that's been
no,
shot up in him.
He's fine. He just releases new videos.
Yeah,
like, isn't there like a Pokemon based off of these guys?
I mean, there's a Pokemon based off a set of keys. I think there's a Pokemon based off of everything.
Yeah, there's a Pokemon based on a bag of garbage. So
right,
there's a bag of garbage Pokemon.
Yes,
like garbage yard.
I do
garbage yard.
That's probably not far off, to be honest.
I think it's named Muck, right, or something like that.
I do not recall. I just remember
Muck.
Going
yes,
through.
I remember Muck.
My kid last year got a shit ton of Pokemon cards for Christmas, and I remember going through and being like, "Is this Pokemon just a bag of garbage
with eyes?"
Yeah. And it was.
Travis, what we should do? You know what? Like I have. Something that I really want to talk about because we talked about something a couple of weeks ago, and I've been thinking more about it.
Being St. Louis famous,
it's not it, drunk. But,
yeah, we'd be remiss also if we didn't talk about the new Joe Exotic news as well.
Is there new Joe Exotic news?
Oh yeah.
Oh God, damn! I can't wait, guys. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back. Stick around.
Is it my birthday?
Live
internet radio.
Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
The percentage is 38. People think beer's too lame. Man, I don't fear Corona. Talk and drink, no, not the virus. That shit is scary, damn right it
don't
is.
Don't fear Corona, please still buy beer.
Don't fear Corona,
they quarantine China.
Don't fear Corona,
let's slice up some limes.
FOD goes hard.
We're so close to the top of the stack. Hopefully we get chosen together.
Oh, this is exciting. I hope I'm turned into a trashy tabloid magazine. I'd look so cool with Kirstie Alley's beach bod right here, right on my chest. I can't be.
All a piece of paper wants is to be useful.
Tickles a little bit.
Hey, perforation. Fancy.
What'd we get? Can you see anything?
Just names and boxes, I think. Holy shit. We're going to be a part of the American political process.
Tonight, my paper friend, you learn the terrible truth.
Wait. What the fuck does that mean?
From the creators of Sausage Party comes an all-new animated adventure.
Guys, here I go. Wish me luck.
Good luck, buddy. Looking good.
What the?
Ah, what the fuck?
Third party. I died for nothing!
Ballot Party.
Hey, man, we're in Florida. Nothing fucked up ever happens in Florida.
Working over paranoid scenarios. Once again, WFOD.
Houston and Meg, I'm too deany. I'm too uneasy. I'm out of phase and I'm orange tang and I'm powdered eggs. And my radio has been down for days.
easy to stand around and sound out the phrase and go, do you read me? Shook up, shoot a beanie, on look for the moon graffiti. Deep into some hellhole, come detect this tempo. I've been beating back in these headphones, beating back a profound fear. Farewell to my breadcrumbs, is anybody even out
it's
there?
Not,
I'm like
no,
out there in that new tweety, that new ether, that do you read me?
My
you don't
wallet?
Read me, I'm barely a thing. Staring off, too scared to blink.
My
I
wallet?
Shrink some and I shrink more. Shrink past this pink dwarf. No sign of my pole star, but up here it don't mean north. Space and no G-force, and we're tumbling out to some death bell. Some bleep bleep robot voice, some red light, some send help. Street deep, some ET to come deep fry, and old freak grease and rehome.
Yeah,
reach
yeah.
out, what he so? Jesus, do you read me? We don't.
Carol fucking Baskin.
Do you read me, Captain?
Dildos?
And I play drums on the wheel with a feeling out of touch or outgunned in the field.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Hey, Travis, there's new Joe Exotic news?
Well, by this point, it's probably, what, 12 years old, or 12 years, 12 week, hours old now, where they, you know, they were talking about casting Joe Exotic.
Oh, right, I saw
movie
that.
Movie or TV, yeah, and they've announced that their casting for Joe Exotic will be Nicolas Cage.
So that's confirmed. Like, that is happening. That's not just somebody asked on a red carpet if Nicolas Cage wanted to play Joe Exotic,
no,
and he said
it's not
yes.
like every superhero casting announcement ever. Or would you like to play Batman? Yeah, of course I would.
Yeah, so I interacted with the recasting couch guy that we had on like a year ago. He posted that, and I replied, you know, like, I don't think Nicolas Cage would be my first choice, but I'll watch the shit out of that. I'll watch him try.
If you've seen anything he's done recently, I mean, if you've seen Mandy and shit, Nicolas Cage, you know Nicolas Cage, Bad Lieutenant, Protocol, New Orleans, crazy. I want so badly now that this has been announced to see Nicolas Cage doubling down on his Joe Exotic accent and all
just
of the weird man
way over the top.
Oh, it's going to be
I'm just
over the top.
I'm envisioning Con Air, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, absolutely the mullet, but Joe Exotic. I imagine the accent is going to be so far removed from reality. It's so exciting.
So I think that there's currently several different people making Joe Exotic biopics right now. I
wouldn't doubt it. I think this is a series, right? Wasn't this announced as a limited series?
Yeah, cool. Well, because I remember a while ago they were talking about like when the podcast came out, that Wondery podcast come out, there was news that Kate McKinnon was involved in something. So I think that there's more than one. And what will probably happen is just whoever gets it out first.
Is Carol fucking Baskin?
I don't know who she's going to play. I would assume it's Carol Baskin. Bitch. Who the fuck else would it be?
Who were we talking to that suggested Beverly from the Goldbergs as Carol Baskin? Because to me, that's a genius casting.
Honestly, yep. If you watch Saturday Night Live, I would say Kate McKinnon as Joe Exotic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, she plays a lot of dudes on Saturday Night Live. No problem there.
Certainly.
Oh, her beaver's flawless. Fun as
fuck. Travis, a couple of weeks ago, me and you, we had a conversation about drive-in movie theaters.
Oh, yeah.
And look, I didn't have the facts. I've been reading about drive-in movie theaters, and I wanted to talk more about it because I thought it was interesting.
You recently watched The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs, right?
Yeah. We've watched it the last couple of weeks. It's fun.
It's fun, right? Like, I've been preaching about the wonderment of Friday Night with Joe Bob for a while, and you finally got it. You and your wife both got the bug, huh?
Right. Yeah, it was fun. And I don't think I can live tweet it, though, because, like, the Joe Bob fans, they saw that my live tweets, and a gal said that I'm a serial killer. So it's not a welcoming bunch, Travis. They saw me tweeting about the movie, and they're like, oh, this guy's a serial killer. I'm like, no, I'm just trying to have fun with you guys.
Let's clarify that. What was the tweet that had her call you a serial killer?
Okay, so, Travis, this gal is running away from the maniac guy.
Yep.
And she's doing the dumbest shit. She was in a public place, and she's like, oh, let me go hide somewhere private where he can kill me and nobody will hear. She was doing such stupid stuff, and I just said, this gal, you know, I'm not a victim blamer or anything, but this gal's asking for it. And he's like, oh, she's like, you're a serial killer. I was like, hey, you're up late on Friday watching a trashy movie too.
A movie called Maniac.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're kind of in this pit together just because I'm saying that and it was weird because the protagonist of the film was the bad guy. It was.
We followed the killer.
It was a weird movie.
It's super weird and kind of grimy. Like, but you feel kind of dirty after you're done with that movie.
Travis, that gal was totally asking for it. She was really stupid.
She did deserve it. She was with a bunch of people. Somebody even offered her a ride home, and she says no thanks, and then starts walking down a dark alley to a dead subway.
Yeah, no thanks. I'd rather go hide in this bathroom and get murdered.
Yeah, and then she knows the killer's around, but nobody else is, so I'm going to go into this bathroom where I'm cornered. She was asking for it.
So in the 50s, there was like 4,000 drive-in movie theaters, and now it's down to like 300. It's a dying business, Travis. But even when I'm reading this thing about all of the ways that drive-in movie theaters fail, I still don't get it. They said that when all the studios went digital, the new digital projectors were like tens of thousands of dollars. Everybody had 35 millimeter projectors, but they had to upgrade, and the drive-in movie theaters couldn't because they couldn't afford it.
Too expensive.
And so, like, now projectors are much more reasonable, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And absolutely. Maybe not for new movies, but why couldn't you change your business model to be more like, you know, like the dollar show model where you have movies have been out for a while or even.
Well, and I think the thing that attracts people to drive-in movies is if you're going to do like a classic double feature, right? So right. Like it'd probably be much cheaper to get like, say, let's say Maniac and maybe, I don't know, Friday the 13th than it would be to even get one Avengers movie.
Sure.
Right?
So, like, and it would be, yeah, just something that's like out on DVD or something.
Right. Some classic comedies are probably fairly reasonable to license to show in. But I think because that has always actually been, and I think I've told you this before, like my dream business as a, like a self-owned, self-made businessman, small business, I've always wanted to open up a movie theater that ran specifically just like movie marathons and classic comedies and things like that.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I don't know, I guess I've researched it to the point where I realize that I don't have the capital to start something up because you need a pretty good chunk of land to do something like that. But I mean, a concession stand and some speakers.
Yeah. I'm sure there's something we're missing, Travis, but it seems, and I've been banging this drum for a while, but like, what about sports? What about like a live sporting event? Why couldn't we have the drive-in movie theater fill up every Sunday with Jets fans who want to watch the Jet game?
So in Minden, Massachusetts, there's a really popular drive-in, and it's owned by a group of guys here called the Adelman Brothers. They run what's called the Phantom Gourmet. They have a radio show, and you know, it's kind of a big deal in Massachusetts. It's a two screen drive-in theater. You know, and it's pretty well operated. It's fun to go to. When we lived in Massachusetts, we didn't live that far from it. We'd probably go there, you know, at least twice over the course of a season. But when the Phantom Gourmet guys bought the place, they started doing a ton of events. So like Memorial Day weekend, you know, they're going to be showing Jaws, and they've got like a bunch of memorabilia and stuff like that out. They do a ton of weekends where, hey, this weekend the Ghostbusters car is going to be out, and Ernie Hudson's going to be out, and he's going to be hanging out with you. Hey, this weekend we're going to be showing the UFC pay-per-view. This weekend we've got the Jimmy Buffett concert that's going to be playing. So all you stupid parrot heads, come on out and watch Jimmy Buffett. And they do a ton of stuff like that, and it's big business for them. The drive-in is big. I get it. At the same time, well, it's fun to make an event out of, all right, look, they got a couple of movies that we definitely want to see. It's not the most fun to go out. Like, it's kind of uncomfortable. I'm sitting in my car watching this movie. You know, the projector, whatever they get, it's not ever going to be as good as a projector, a digital projector inside of a movie theater. You know, if it's you got to make sure it's dark enough, and sometimes you're looking at the screen, it just doesn't look as good as it would probably look.
Well,
the
first movie is always I think the last double feature I went to, I mean, I think I told you, Mike, that we have a pop up that's at the local tech college that comes around twice a year. And I think we saw Lego Batman last there. But the last actual drive in that I went to that was still functional and operational, I want to say was it Batman Forever that came out at the same time as Crimson Tide? I was a kid, so it was a double feature between those two movies. And I remember Batman Forever was first, and that was the movie I wanted to see. And you couldn't see it till about 9:30. They started, I want to say it was like 8:45 when they started the movie. And it was like 9:30, 10 o'clock before you could even see what was happening on the screen. So you could see like the back half of the movie, and then you could see the entire second movie, to the point where my dad actually took me to see Batman Forever in a real theater that same weekend because it was just impossible to see.
You're listening to it through either that shitty speaker or the radio station. So
yeah,
it's like,
shitty speaker sucks.
You know, it's like, all right, well, this isn't the best sound quality that I'm going to get. Like, it's not the greatest experience going to a drive-in.
It's a fun nostalgia trip, and you're only going to do that, like you said, once or twice a season. The problem is it's
cars were more comfortable in the 50s.
Yeah, and it's impossible to get people out of their house anyway. Like, the box office at regular movie theaters is typically down unless it's like a huge movie, like, you know, a Marvel movie or whatever, because people just don't want to leave their house. So to get the entire family, your kids are in your back seat, you guys are up front, you're trying to watch a movie, their kids are complaining and fuck, I can't see, you know,
the windows, you know, are fogging up.
Plus movie theaters now, the biggest thing too is the popcorn is so expensive, is because that's the only way that the movie theater makes money. The studios completely fucked movie theaters when they started pulling box office revenue more and more. I think Disney requires 100% of ticket sales for the first weekend and like 80 or 90 for the
first
second weekend.
Three weekends.
Yeah. So they pull all of that money from those things. So you can't make any money off of the movies. You can only make money off the concession stand. And the problem with a drive-in theater is that the appeal of a drive-in theater was, if you want to stop at Little Caesars and grab four fucking pizzas and bring it in to watch this movie at the drive-in, you can
think
do
of that. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. So I guess those two reasons would be, you know, reasons also why you probably wouldn't want to show like the big new releases. It would have to be an event for the reason it's an event. Like, you know, have some food trucks show up, have some other stuff to do so that the kids can like go play on like a trampoline or something.
You do all themed shit. Like, I'm going to show like a Nightmare on Elm Street movie marathon, and it's going to last fucking 12 hours or whatever. And like you said,
Back to the Future trilogy, baby.
Or Back to the Future trilogy or Jaws 1-4, you know.
Yeah,
like,
they do that all summer long at the one here in Massachusetts. They do.
Mike, have you been to
all of those events?
A drive-in before?
Drunk, I have never been to a drive-in.
He told me that a couple weeks ago. I could not believe it.
Really?
And there's not really anymore.
My one drive-through experience is pretty sweet. 1993, The Flintstones and Jurassic Park double feature.
That's a solid double feature.
Yeah.
One of my earliest memories actually was from a drive-in when I lived out in Colorado. I couldn't have been, I don't even remember what year E.T. came out, like 84, 85, maybe even earlier, 83. So but E.T. and I think Star Trek II Wrath of Khan came out in the same year. And I remember I was like super young, probably 3 years old, 4 years old. And I can still remember being in this drive-in theater with E.T. and Wrath of Khan playing. And it still sticks. And I'm almost 40 years old, so it was a pretty solid memory.
One of my first drive-ins, it was my first drive-in, was I was 3 years old, and my mom took me to see Batman at a drive-in. and I don't remember it. I remember for whatever reason, kind of like waiting in line. And I remember the Joker, and being afraid of that. But that's like a really kind of crazy memory of mine.
Now, Drunk, I don't want to start an argument or anything, but a big problem with the drive-in movie theaters is that, like, you don't want to start the movie too late, but you also have to wait till it gets dark so you could see the screen.
Right.
Yeah, so if... So
generally, it doesn't even start till, like, 9 in the summertime.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if the world was open 24 hours a day, Drunk, we could fit some more screenings in.
Well, who cares?
Will you never be able to keep your kids awake? Why are your kids awake all for 24 hours?
Let them sleep in the back. The movie's for you.
Yeah, some of the kids would be awake, Travis. Some of them would be asleep.
Yeah, all my kids think that they can stay awake super late, too, and then we play a movie, and the one's passed out, and the one's barely holding on.
There's one not too far from us, Mike. You should go this summer.
Is there?
Yeah, about 45 minutes away in Belleville.
Oh. I didn't know that.
It's worth it. 45 minutes is worth it. I would drive 45 minutes to see a drive-in.
That sounds fun. Drunk, let me ask you a question. It's Cinco de Mayo. You got a whole oven full of delicious foods.
I did.
But do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week, Drunk? Something you want the people
Drunk's
to know about?
Pick of the week is Money in the Bank this Sunday, WWE Network. Come watch.
Everybody watch as much WWE. Buy tickets. Do whatever you can for the WWE. I'm now a shareholder in the WWE Corporation. I need everybody to support the WWE as hard as you can.
Travis, you bought WWE stock?
I fucking A did, baby.
Right now?
It is the only sporting event right now, but I think UFC might still be going on. It's like one of the only sporting events that's still happening, so people are gravitating towards it. WWE stock is a solid buy from most experts and from
How
the ones that
How much is a share of WWE?
$45 right now.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep. $45.
I bought a bunch of airlines and cruise ships. That's what I've been
smart.
Buying.
Yeah. Smart.
I think all of that's smart. Yeah.
Yep.
Matt. Let me ask
I got a buddy of mine who gave me a hot tip on an oil stock dropped pretty significantly. It was like $350 3 months ago, and it was down to $11.90. And right now I bought in and it's about, you know, it's doing pretty good. Today had a good day.
Oil futures right now are pretty solid now that there are certain places of the country opening up and gas is starting to be consumed. To get in on that quick, though, because eventually it'll be unaffordable.
Travis, we need to get people to buy stock in our drive-in movie theaters.
Well,
I think we could bring it back.
You gotta be incorporated first. That would be more like a GoFundMe, right?
Charles, I think that we could bring it back easily. I mean, they said that one of the big things that all the drive-in movie theaters had to do was go around and fix the speakers all the time. Speakers are easier now. You hand them out like those Applebee's things that tells you your table's ready.
Yeah.
And you collect them when people leave.
Yeah, just throw an Alexa in that fucking bitch.
Echo
Dots have great sound. So just get an And I think you just have to be innovative, right? Like the Alamo Draft House is like now a bigger chain, and they started down in Texas, and they just started doing really innovative things in the movie theater space, and now everybody loves it, and they're worth a bunch of money. So I think you just have to do the right thing, and we can make drive-ins as popular as they were in the 1950s.
I remember.
I got a chance. My pick of the week. Sorry, my pick of the week is The Gentlemen.
Oh, that movie was great.
Good,
Matt. It was great.
The Gentleman, fucking amazing. It was an amazing movie. Loved it. I'm actually really interested in watching it again.
Yeah. It was...
just because I think there was some stuff that I missed as I was watching it, but I loved it.
It
beginning
was vintage Guy Ritchie. Reminds me of like his first couple.
Like Lock, it was Snatch.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah, Lock, Stock.
That movie's my jam.
Yep. Do you like Dags?
Dags. Yeah, Dags. What are you saying? Dags?
You like Dags?
You like Dags? I like Dags.
Wonderful.
Guys, pick of the week. Me and Laura binged the entire first season of the Amazon Prime show Upload. The whole time I'm watching it, I thought that it was a Green Arrow, but it is not Green Arrow. It is like Green Arrow's cousin or something.
Yeah, it's like his brother or some shit, right?
Yeah, and it's great. It's really funny. It's I think that like the pilot they pitched to regular networks, and then when they found out that they were going to be on Amazon Prime, they were like, "Fuck it, let's make this show dirty as fuck."
Oh. Wonderful. So, like, I love that.
Yeah, like you watch the first one and you're thinking, oh yeah, this might be on FX. And then like episode two's got titties in it and stuff. And it's like, oh, okay, they figured it out. So
that leads me right into my pick of the week, because if you watch FX on Hulu now, everything that they probably cut out or bleep out on Hulu is fully, fully available.
Travis, if you're going to say Dave, I'll tell you what. Dave is not bleeped out on FX. It's crazy that it's not, but it's not.
There's a lot of F's in that show. But my pick of the week is Dave. It is a show that I had no interest in based solely on the cover art. The cover art of the dude coming out of the underwear made me have no interest in watching that show. So I scrolled past it every time, and I've been hearing these things. I had no idea who Little Dicky was. Not a fucking clue who this guy is. So I started watching it blind, and my God, Dave.
It wasn't because it was my pick of the week last week. That is
wonderful. It wasn't. No. Okay. It wasn't because
You could have just said it was, just to be nice, but.
Yeah, it was because it was your pick of the week last week, and I was like, I better check this out. And I checked out Dave, and I'll tell you what, Sunday I watched 5 episodes in a row, and I only have 2 left, and it's a fucking bummer because there is so many gags in that show. It's like Crashing or Louie or Marin or any of those shows, but instead of a comedian trying to make it, it's this weird rapper guy with an amazing cast of characters around him, and he is just, you would think he was a professional act. This guy, David, is fucking amazing. Like, but there's like a gag in that show that popped up early and then paid off later that I could, and I'll just say milking table, because when the milking table is introduced, it's funny as hell. But about 4 episodes later, there's a gag with the table that just fucking killed me. I was laughing. You know, Hulu's got about a minute and a half worth of commercials. They cut to commercial as soon as the gag happened, and I was still laughing with tears in my eyes when the show came back from commercial. It was so goddamn funny. Watch Dave on Hulu or FX On Demand.
Charles, me and Scavenge from the fake-ass radio show, we've been arguing about that redhead on Twitter for like 3 weeks.
Which redhead?
He's wrong. Dave's girlfriend.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, he's wrong.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't care for her?
No.
Oh, I think she's gorgeous. She's like girl next door gorgeous.
Yeah, he's a fool.
Alicia Cuthbert?
No, I love Alicia Cuthbert. No, that's somebody else.
That's a weird.
You're thinking part of Happy Endings, drunk?
No, you said girl next door. She's the girl next door. Right?
Oh, I love the girl next door. I was so in love with her in that movie.
Drunk, oh let's God. Just start taking you around and having things sting you and bite you.
No.
And then go to an island where nobody can have sex with you.
You can tell us which one's the worst, drunk. That can be our new thing. Is we'll just
probably
have you
the stinging thing. I go a month.
Maybe we can buy the stuff on eBay and have them send you like deadly scorpions, and they can sting you, and then you can say how much it hurt and how it compares.
Why don't
to other
they sting
things.
You, Mike?
Well, drunk.
You're a resident stunt man.
Yeah, drunk. And you're an Eagle Scout. I'm not. You're a disgraced Eagle Scout.
I'm not a disgraced Eagle Scout.
Honorably discharged.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, Upload. It's pretty good. So, Travis, if my recommendation last week was good, you should listen to my recommendation this week too.
Well, I'll wait till somebody else recommends it. Matt, I need multiple sources on recommendations before I give anything the time of day.
Matt, did you do a pick of the week already?
I did. The gentleman.
We've all done picks of the week.
Yeah, everybody did a pick.
Yeah, funds out, funds out.
Guys.
Drunk's got to get to his stove full of taco meat.
Happy Cinco the Mayo to you guys. We did it.
Jose Cuervo.
We'll do it again next week.
No, actually, he drinks Cuervo anymore.
Next
Dude,
week.
Is he going to take the shot with the lime and the salt?
Nah, no yep. training wheels.
Lime and salt, drunk.
Depends how cold tequila is. Runs out, fucks out.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.